Good morning. Let's begin our service by singing hymn number 29. Breaking through the clouds of darkness, black with error, doubt, and fear, lighting up each somber shadow with a radiance soft and clear, filling every heart with gladness that its holy power feels, comes the Christian Science gospel. Sin it kills, and grief it heals. Hymn number 29. The scriptural this morning will be given by Heidi from Maryland.
1 Corinthians. Though I speak with the tongues of men and of angels and have not charity, I am become as sounding brass or a tinkling cymbal. And though I have the gift of prophecy and understand all mysteries and all knowledge, and though I have all faith so that I could remove mountains, have not charity, I am nothing. And though I bestow all my goods to feed the poor, and though I give my body to be burned, and have not charity, it profiteth me nothing. Charity suffereth long and is kind. Charity envieth not. Charity vaunteth not itself, is not puffed up, doth not behave itself unseemly, seeketh not her own, is not easily provoked, thinketh no evil, rejoiceth not in iniquity, but rejoiceth in the truth, beareth all things, believeth all things, hopeth all things, endureth all things. Charity never faileth, but whether there be prophecies, they shall fail. Whether there be tongues, they shall cease. Whether there be knowledge, it shall vanish away. for we know in part, and we prophesy in part. But when that which is perfect is come, then that which is in part shall be done away. When I was a child, I spake as a child. I understood as a child. I thought as a child. But when I became a man, I put away childish things. For now we see through a glass darkly, but then face to face. Now I know in part, but then shall I know even as also I am known. And now abideth faith, hope, charity. These three, but the greatest of these is charity.
We will now have a moment of silent prayer, followed by the Lord's Prayer and its spiritual interpretation as given in the Christian Science textbook. Father, Mother, God, all harmonious.
Hallowed be thy name.
Adorable One.
Thy kingdom come.
Thy kingdom is come. Thou art ever present.
Thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven.
Enable us to know, as in heaven, so on earth, God is omnipotent, supreme.
Give us this day our daily bread.
Give us grace for today. Feed the famished affections.
And forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors.
And love is reflected in love.
And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
And God leadeth us not into temptation, but delivereth us from sin, disease, and death.
For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever.
For God is infinite, all power, all life, truth, love, over all and all. Let's sing hymn number 172. Lift up thy light, O man, arise and shine, steadfast while loud the storms of life assail. Immortal ray of that great light divine, against whose all power no tempest shall prevail. Hymn number 172.
Thank you.
Welcome to the Sunday morning service of the Plainfield Christian Science Church Independent. We have members and participants from around the world. You can find us on our website, plainfieldcs.com. And you can find us on YouTube, where we have well over 1,000 videos, audio and video selections of services, songs, articles, and hymns. You can also find us on SoundCloud, Facebook, and Twitter. So whatever your preferred medium of getting to the internet, you'll probably find us, and I guarantee you will like us. Our website has articles appropriate for virtually any problem you could ever face. For those of you who fear things, there is an article by Reverend Kratzer entitled, Perfect Love Casteth Out Fear. It's featured on our cover page, and I guarantee it will be helpful to you. We begin each Sunday morning at 10 a.m. with our roundtable discussion, which is a training session in Christian Science for those who are serious about learning who and what God is and what that means for us. We also have a testimony meeting every Wednesday evening at 8:15, where you can hear testimonies of healings and lives changed through the study and practice of Christian Science. And you can listen to our services either on our website, on YouTube, or from your telephone via a teleconference number that we provide. Also, on Sundays at 11 a.m., we have a Sunday school for children. And that Sunday school has its own teleconference number. So if you don't live in the area and you have a child who would like to attend Sunday school, please call us and we'll give you the number. And your child will be most welcome. And at all of our services, we have a nursery available for infants and toddlers. So bring the whole family. Our Bible study classes are going to take a break for the next 2 months, so there will not be another Bible study scheduled for next Saturday. But stay tuned, we'll start them up again in the fall. Everyone is welcome here, and that includes all of you who are listening and participating from around the world. We will now have the reading of a testimony from the chapter entitled Fruitage in Science and Health, which attests to the healing power obtained just from reading the Christian Science textbook. And that reading will be given by Sharon this morning.
Page 655. A joyful experience. In love and gratitude to God and to Mrs. Eddy, the interpreter of Jesus' beautiful teachings, I wish to tell of some of the benefits which I have received from Christian Science. It is a little over a year since Science found me in a deplorable condition, physically as well as mentally. I had ailments of many years standing, chronic stomach trouble, severe eye trouble, made almost unbearable from the constant fear of losing my sight, a fate which had befallen my mother. Also, a painful rupture of 20 years standing. These ailments, combined with unhappy conditions in my home, made me very despondent. I had entirely lost my belief in an all-merciful God, and I did not know where to turn for help. At that time, Christian Science was brought to my notice, and I shall never forget the sublime moment when I perceived that an all-loving Father is always with me. Forgotten was all sorrow and worry, and after 4 weeks reading in Science and Health, all my ailments had disappeared. I am today a healthy, contented woman. All this has come to pass in one short year, and my earnest desire is to be more and more worthy to be called a child of God. This is in loving gratitude for an understanding of this glorious truth. Mrs. R.J., Chicago, Illinois.
The lesson sermon for this morning can be found on page 26 of the Independent Christian Science Quarterly. Subject: Christian Science. The golden text is from Isaiah. Arise, shine, for thy light is come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon thee. The responsive reading is from Isaiah. Behold, the darkness shall cover the earth, and gross darkness the people, but the Lord shall arise upon thee.
And the Gentiles shall come to thy light, and kings to the brightness of thy rising.
Lift up thine eyes round about and see.
The sun shall be no more thy light by thy day, neither for brightness shall the moon give light unto thee. But the Lord shall be unto thee an everlasting light, and thy God
Thy people also shall be all righteous. They shall inherit the land forever, the branch of my planting, the work of my hands, that I may be glorified.
A little one shall become a thousand, and a small one a strong nation. I, the Lord, will hasten it in his time.
Fairley from Maryland will read from the Bible.
The Holy Bible. 1 John. A new commandment I write unto you, which thing is true in him and in you, because the darkness is past, and the true light now shineth. Isaiah. And I will bring the blind by a way that they knew not. I will lead them in paths that they have not known. I will make darkness light before them and crooked things straight. These things will I do unto them and not forsake them. Matthew. Jesus departed into Galilee, and leaving Nazareth, he came and dwelt in Capernaum, which is upon the seacoast, that it might be fulfilled which was spoken by Isaiah the prophet, saying, The people which sat in darkness saw great light, and to them which sat in the region and shadow of death, light is sprung up. From that time, Jesus began to preach and to say, Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. And Jesus, walking by the Sea of Galilee, saw two brethren, Simon called Peter and Andrew his brother, casting a net into the sea, for they were fishers. And he saith unto them, Follow me, and I will make you fishers of men. And they straightway left their nets and followed him. And going on from thence, he saw other two brethren, James, the son of Zebedee, and John, his brother, in a ship with Zebedee, their father, mending their nets. And he called them. And they immediately left the ship and their father and followed him. And Jesus went about all Galilee, teaching in their synagogues and preaching the gospel of the kingdom, and healing all manner of sickness and all manner of disease among the people. And there followed him great multitudes. And seeing the multitudes, he went up into a mountain. And when he was set, his disciples came unto him, and he opened his mouth and taught them, saying, Ye are the light of the world. A city that is set on an hill cannot be hid. Neither do men light a candle and put it under a bushel, but on a candlestick, and it giveth light unto all that are in the house. Let your light so shine before men, that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. John. Thomas saith unto him, Lord, we know not whither thou goest, and how can we know the way? Jesus saith unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. And I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another Comforter, that he may abide with you forever, even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it seeth him not, neither knoweth him. But ye know him, for he dwelleth with you, and shall be in you. The Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things, and bring all things to your remembrance, whatsoever I have said unto you. And now I have told you before it come to pass, that when it is come to pass, ye might believe. Revelation. The revelation of Jesus Christ, which God gave unto him to show unto his servants things which must shortly come to pass. And he sent and signified it by his angel unto his servant John. Blessed is he that readeth, and they that hear the words of this prophecy, and keep those things which are written therein. For the time is at hand. And I saw another mighty angel come down from heaven, clothed with a cloud, and a rainbow was upon his head. And his face was as it were the sun, and his feet as pillars of fire. And he had in his hand a little book open, and he set his right foot upon the sea, and his left foot on the earth, and cried with a loud voice as when a lion roareth. And the voice which I heard from heaven spake unto me again and said, Go and take the little book which is open in the hand of the angel. And I went unto the angel and said unto him, Give me the little book. And he said unto me, Take it, and eat it up, and it shall make thy belly bitter, but it shall be in thy mouth sweet as honey. And I took the little book out of the angel's hand and ate it up. Second Corinthians. Therefore, seeing we have this ministry, we have received mercy, we faint not. But if our gospel be hid, it is hid to them that are lost. in whom the God of this world hath blinded the minds of them which believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them. For God, who commanded the light to shine out of darkness, hath shined in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ.
Florence from Georgia will now read.
I will read correlative passages from our textbook, Science and Health with Key to the Scriptures, by Mary Baker Eddy. Christian Science brings to light truth and its supremacy, universal harmony, the entireness of God good, and the nothingness of evil. The great spiritual facts of being, like rays of light, shine in the darkness, though the darkness, comprehending them not, may deny their reality. The proof that the system stated in this book is Christianly scientific resides in the good this system accomplishes, for it cures on a divine demonstrable principle which all may understand. Jesus instructed his disciples whereby to heal the sick through mind instead of matter. He knew that the philosophy, science, and proof of Christianity were in truth, casting out all inharmony. In Latin, the word rendered disciple signifies student, and the word indicates that the power of healing was not a supernatural gift to those learners, but the result of their cultivated spiritual understanding of the divine science, which their master demonstrated by healing the sick and sinning. Our master said, "But the Comforter shall teach you all things." When the science of Christianity appears, it will lead you into all truth. Light is a symbol of mind, of life, truth, and love, and not a vitalizing property of matter. Science reveals only one mind, and this one, shining by its own light, and governing the universe, including man, in perfect harmony. The term Christian Science was introduced by the author to designate the scientific system of divine healing. The revelation consists of two parts. One, the discovery of this divine science of mind healing through a spiritual sense of the scriptures and through the teachings of the Comforter as promised by the Master. Two, the proof by present demonstration that the so-called miracles of Jesus did not specially belong to a dispensation now ended, but that they illustrated an ever-operative divine principle. The operation of this principle indicates the eternality of the scientific order and continuity of being. Christian Science differs from material science, but not on that account is it less scientific. On the contrary, Christian Science is preeminently scientific, being based on truth, the principle of all science. To mortal sense, science seems at first obscure, abstract, and dark. The bright promise crowns its brow. And understood, it is truth, prism, and praise. When you look it fairly in the face, you can heal by its means. And it has for you a light above the sun, for God is the light thereof. Only by the illumination of the spiritual sense can the light of understanding be thrown upon the science, because science reverses the evidence before the material senses and furnishes the eternal interpretation of God and man. Christian Science is not an exception to the general rule that there is no excellence without labor in a direct line. One cannot scatter his fire and at the same time hit the mark. To pursue other vocations and advance rapidly in the demonstration of this science is not possible. Sin makes deadly thrusts at the Christian Scientist as ritualism and creed are summoned to give place to higher law. Science will ameliorate mortal malice. Christianly scientific man reflects the divine law, thus becoming a law unto himself. A Christian Scientist occupies the place at this period of which Jesus spoke to his disciples when he said, "Ye are the salt of the earth. Ye are the light of the world. City that is set on an hill cannot be hid. Let us watch, work, and pray that this salt lose not its saltness, and that this light be not hid, but radiate and glow into noontide glory." St. John writes in the 10th chapter of his book of Revelation, "And I saw another mighty angel come down from heaven, clothed with a cloud, and a rainbow was upon his head. And his face was as it were the sun, and his feet as pillars of fire. And he had in his hand a little book open, set his right foot upon the sea, and his left foot on the earth." This angel had in his hand a little book open for all to read and understand. Did the same book contain the revelation of divine signs, the right foot or dominant power of which was upon the sea, upon elementary, latent error, the source of all error's visible forms? The angel's left foot was upon the earth. That is, secondary power was exercised upon visible error and audible sin. The still small voice of scientific thought reaches over continent and ocean in the globe's remotest bound. The inaudible voice of truth is, to the human mind, as when a lion roareth. It is heard in the desert and in dark places of fear. It arouses the seven thunders of evil and stirs their latent forces to utter the full diapason of secret tones. Then is the power of truth demonstrated, made manifest in the destruction of error. Then will a voice from harmony cry, "Go and take the little book. Take it and eat it up, and it shall make thy belly bitter, but it shall be in thy mouth sweet as honey." Mortals, obey the heavenly evangel. Take divine science. Read this book from beginning to end. Study it. Ponder it. It will be indeed sweet at its first taste when it heals you. But murmur not over truth. Find its digestion bitter. Time for the reappearing of the divine healing is throughout all time. Whosoever layeth his earthly all on the altar of divine science drinketh of Christ's cup now and is endued with the spirit and power of Christian healing.
We will now have a moment of silent prayer for our world. We will now sing hymn number 74. Go forth and stand upon the mount, for truth is at thy side. The very rocks may seem to break and earth to open wide, yet error's tempest and its fire before that still small voice retire. Hymn number 74.
Thank you. There is a precious light that has come to the world. It lights the way for one and all the same. Lift up your eyes to see that it's here for you and me. Christian Science is its name.
Arise, shine, for the light is come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon thee.
Christian Science brings to light the supremacy of God, and the dark it just can't stay around. The Comforter is here to stay. Spirit of truth shows the way, and by it we walk on holy ground.
Arise, shine, for the light is come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon thee.
Let's now sing hymn number 56. Father, thou joy of loving hearts, thou fount of life, thou light of men, from all the best that earth imparts, we turn unfilled to thee again. Hymn number 56.
I will read from the Christian Science textbook, The Scientific Statement of Being, and the correlative passages from 1 John, 3rd chapter. There is no life, truth, intelligence, nor substance in matter. All is infinite mind and its infinite manifestation, for God is all in all. Spirit is immortal truth. Matter is mortal error. Spirit is the real and eternal. Matter is the unreal and temporal. Spirit is God, and man is his image and likeness. Therefore, man is not material. He is spiritual. Behold, what manner of love the Father hath bestowed upon us, that we should be called the sons of God. Therefore, the world knoweth us not, because it knew him not. Beloved, now are we the sons of God, and it doth not yet appear what we shall be. But we know that when he shall appear, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. And every man that hath this hope in him purifieth himself, even as he is pure. The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the communion of the Holy Ghost be with you all. Amen.